Blackstone Audio presents The Nazi and the Psychiatrist by Jack L. High. This book is read by Arthur Morey. To Estelle L. High and Dr. Arnold E. Aronson, with my love and gratitude.
Chapter 1. The House. The Kellys lived in a sprawling Mediterranean-style villa on Highgate Road in the hills of Kensington, north of Berkeley, California. Its red-tiled roof rose high above the distant, drifting waters of the bay, but closer, beyond the yard's four terraces and stone walks and down a slope of redwood and fruit trees, stood the headstones of Sunset View Cemetery. A little merry-go-round and a children's swimming pool sat in the center courtyard of the Kellys' U-shaped house. The front door opened onto a hallway with the kitchen to the left where the doctor made the family's meals using a large oven, a fast-food griddle, and a meat grinder. The kitchen connected to a pantry with a freezer. The oldest son once sat atop the humming appliance and contemplated killing his father with an axe. The entry hallway led to a bathroom on the right, the site of a gruesome scene that played out on the first day of 1958, and beyond that to the living room, which contained a fireplace, a long sofa, and the doctor's own green leather chair. The room was carpeted, with the furniture pushed against the walls to open space for guests. Sometimes Dr. Kelly would play a game there with his oldest son. The boy had to leave the room, and in his absence the doctor would move a pencil on the coffee table. When the boy returned, he had to figure out what had changed. Beyond the living room was Dr. Kelly and Dukey's bedroom, overlooking the rear of...